And on KBRB, we preview the spring sports season. We're talking track and field today, and we're joined on the phone lines by coach of the Westhold Husky track and field team, coming off one of the best combined girls and boys seasons in school history. Jeff Krause joins us, and you know, all the excitement last year, I'm sure that is just continuing right into this spring, as you've got a really good batch of returning athletes on both the girls and boys sides to kind of lead the team.
Yeah, that's... You talk about the success of last year's teams and what they did at state meet and what they did throughout the season. And like I said, that just kind of creates a little buzz and leads you into the next season. Especially, like you said, we got some qualifiers back, some returning important pieces. And so, yeah, there's some excitement going on.
Well, you know, just watching those track meets and seeing the results last year when you were having your second group of relay athletes breaking course records and, you know, meet records and being right up there among the best times in the state really kind of spoke to the depth you had on both squads, especially in those middle distances.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we had really good numbers last year, and just the depth that we had, we were able to, you know, switch out relay members or just score with kids that weren't on relays and in multiple events, and just was a really good team top to bottom.
Well, let's talk about this year's group. We'll start on the girls' side, and you lost some talent to graduation, but you've got a really talented athletes back. So why don't you just start, and let's kind of go through some of the members on the girls' team that you're expecting some big things out of this year.
Yeah, you're right. We lost some points. Obviously, you're losing Ainsley Gallion, anchors on both the 4x1, 4x4 state champion teams, and her points in the 200 to 400. That's hard to replace. Abby Davis was a two-time state champion, and you don't just replace those with anybody, and those losses are going to be felt. But we have a good core of senior girls this year, and then we got some underclassmen that are gonna, you know, fill some of those roles and hopefully step up and continue that success and build upon last season. Some girls we're looking at: the London Conrad, Holland Conrad, sisters, junior and sophomore, and then we've got Avery Nemitz, Taylor Wallnoffer, Pavin Larson. These are girls that had state experience and medaled at states, a couple of state champions in there. And then we had some young girls, you know, Madison Kratz came along late last year. And then Monica Chavez is someone that maybe could be a sleeper. And so we've just got a good group of girls and excited to see what they do.
Well, and being able to score points in multiple events and sometimes in multiple entries in each event, it always just seems like meet in and meet out. You're right up there with the likes of Battle Creek and some of those other just outstanding track and field traditional programs where you're right in the mix about everywhere you go.
Yeah, exactly right. And you talked about our depth last year, and that's how you're able to do it. You get good depth, and I mean, when you got kids that are competing for three spots in an event, that really pushes everybody to get better if they want to be a varsity competitor. So it just trickles down, and we've had good leadership really kind of set the tempo or the tone of the team as far as, hey, this is a hard workout today. We're going to get after it. We want to get better.
Well, let's talk on the boys' side, and you know, similarly, you lose some points to graduation with a few kids, but boy, you've got to really be excited about some of the athletes you have coming back on the boys' side.
Yeah, the boys' side took a lot bigger hit than the girls did. We have 33 girls out. I didn't mention that, but we're down to 21 on the boys' side. But like you said, we do have some good quality returners. Senior Merrick Dvorak, he was a state champion in the 4x1 relay last year, and he's a kid that ran sub 52 seconds in the 400, and because of the depth and the quality of our 400 boys, he wasn't on our relay.
Yeah.
So that's just, that tells you, like, he's talked about the depth and where we were at with those, some of those athletes. So he'll hopefully step in and fill a couple of spots. Kellen Monasterio was a kid again. He ran sub 210 in the 800, couldn't quite get on that 4x8 relay. And he's one we'll look at to fill a couple spots. Braden Steskel has worked really hard in the off season. He was a shot putter, discus thrower for us last year. He didn't qualify for state, but I think he feels like he's got something he wants to prove this year. I hope he stays healthy, and he could be someone who might surprise some people going down the into May and seeing what happens at districts. And then obviously you got Brody Gallion, state champion in the 400, 4x1 state champion, 4x4 state champion. Just an incredibly talented young individual. He's runner up in the 200. I'm not sure a lot of people know he ran at state last year with a broken toe and was able to do the things that he did. So hopefully he stays healthy, and he's ran some meets indoor this year and had a lot of success. So just some excitement. And then we got a couple other kids. Hunter Wetlopper qualified for state, was ninth in the 300 hurdles. I hope that kind of motivates him to do a little better, score some points, and then we just pick up, like you said, pick up a few here and there, and we'll see what happens.
Well, and I imagine from your aspect, it's trying to figure out, well, where do I best utilize some of these guys? You know, with Brody, obviously, he would be a huge asset when you talk about relays and things like that. But, boy, he's just got that individual talent that, you know, it may be a case where he's going to be more on the individual side. You know, so I'm sure that's one of the things you're trying to piece together, too, is how do we best maximize some of the talent we have?
Yeah, absolutely. And – you know, we're really blessed at West Holt right now. I'm not going to play it off as something great that we're doing as a coaching staff. We've got great athletes, and we're just riding a high right now. But these kids have worked really hard. And like you said, if you want to kind of see what happens down the road, we might break up a relay and, look, like you said, maybe go a little more on the individual side. And the good thing is we've got a little – you know, a couple months to try to figure out where we're going to put these kids when we get to the end of the season.
Well, you start the season Friday at the Wayne indoor meet and then get right into kind of the heart of the year. But let's talk about that first meet. Of course, the distances change. You can't do all the events that you might do when you get to the regular meets. But what are you kind of looking for at this first meet to get things started?
You know, this first meet of the year, it's always just kind of to see where you're at. Coming off of, you know, your winter sports and kids just got a basketball out of hand or they just got out of the wrestling room. We've had some good days. We've been outside and able to train. And then just like you said, this last week we were blizzard conditions and snow on the track. And so, you know, this first meet, we just maybe put kids in an event they're familiar with. Like you said, it's an unfamiliar distance with a 300-meter track, and that, those kind of things play in. But, you know, just put kids out there and get some kind of starting point, and then we'll know what we need to do.
Well, certainly look forward to watching the Huskies compete once again this year. Jeff, appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to watching the Huskies on the track and in the field.
Thank you, Craig. We really appreciate it and appreciate KBRB's coverage.
That's Coach Jeff Krause joining us here from the West Holt Track and Field program as we preview our spring sports seasons.